We are doing the Ramban's work, Torat Hashem Tamima, and the Ramban had explained how the Tochachot, the rebukes of the Torah, the two places where the Torah warns us of what may happen if the Jews do not follow the Torah, are in truth referring to the two destructions of the Temple. And then the Ramban had said, if the second rebuke, the rebuke in the book of Devarim, is a reference to the destruction of the second Temple, then we have to look into the Torah and we have to figure out how do we rectify that. We have to figure out the secret, how do we get out of this situation. So he says, in the Torah it says, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you return to Hashem, do tshuva, and then Hashem is going to bring you back. If we would unite and come back to the way of life we should, Hashem would solve the problem of the Galut, Hashem would bring us back, and Hashem would help us. But, said the Ramban, but the way we see our state now, we can't just hope that we will all do tshuva. We could do tshuva ourselves, but when we look around and we see how much tshuva is needed, and how much we have to do back, we have to figure out another way. How can we bring the geula? And that's where we left off last time. Utzichim anu ledivrei Rabbi Yoshua, and we need the words of Rabbi Yoshua, detanya bechelek, that the Gemara tells us in the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, the chapter that's called Chelek, because it begins with the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelek La'olam Haba, all of Israel have a portion in the world to come. So over there we have a Braisa. In the Braisa we will meet Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. We know Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and Rabbi Yoshua is Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, and the two were very, very good friends. They were the two rabbis, contemporaries, and very often they argue throughout the Talmud, just like you have Hillel and Shammai, you have Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. They were both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a disciple of Hillel. So Rabbi Eliezer says in the Braisa, "In Yisrael osim tshuva nigalin." If the Jews do tshuva, then they will be redeemed from the exile. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Ve'imen osim tshuva en nigalin." And if they don't do tshuva, then what? Then they won't be redeemed. Then God's going to let them die all in exile. It'll just continue this way. Ela kadosh baruch hu ma'amid lein melech kashe. But if they don't do tshuva, God will establish a tough king over them. Shegzerotav kashot ke'aman. That he will make evil decrees like Haman. U'machzir otan lemutav. And God will make them do tshuva. We have two choices. Are we going to do it out of our own will, or are we going to do it peacefully, or else God will force us to? Tanya Idah, we have a different braisa. And in that braisa, we have a similar discussion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael osim tshuva nigalin. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Jews do tshuva, then they will be redeemed. Sheneimar, as the verse says in Hosea, Bezrat Hashem, in a few weeks, we will hit that verse. El par meshuvatam. God says, I will heal them, and then they will be returned to the land of Israel. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua. So again, Rabbi Yoshua answers Rabbi Eliezer and says, "V'lo kvar ne'emar." But the prophet says in Isaiah, "Ko amar Hashem." So says Hashem, "Chinam nimkartem." I sold you for free. "V'lo v'chesef tigaelu." And it won't cost you any money to be redeemed either. "B'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim." You will be redeemed even without tshuva and ma'asim tovim. When you went to exile, it was over your idol worship. Chinam nimkartem. It's as though I sold you for nothing. I gave you away for free. Well, you know what? I'll bring you back for nothing too. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer replied to Rabbi Yoshua. V'alok v'nemar. But the prophet already declares, Shuvu elai, you return to me, v'ashuv aleichem, amar Hashem tzvakot, and then I'll return you. You come back, then I'll bring you back to the land of Israel. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua replied, v'alo kvar ne'emar, but the prophet says, ki anochi ba'alti v'chem, v'lakachti etchem echad me'ir, u'shnayim me'mishpacha, v'eviti etchem tzion. I have taken ownership over you, God says, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. One person from this city, two people from that family, I'll bring you back to Zion. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'alo kvar ne'emar. Rabbi Eliezer says, wait, but there's a different verse that says, בשובה ונחת תבשעון בהשקט ובבטחה תהיה גבורתכם ולא אביתם. I wanted to bring you back peacefully. I wanted to bring you back with confidence. But you didn't want it. אמר רבי יהושע, so רבי יהושע said back to רבי אליעזר, ולא כבר נאמר, but the verse then says, כה אמר השם גואל ישראל, קדוש ישראל ויבחרך. So says Hashem, I am defined as the Redeemer of Israel. I have chosen you, and that's the way it's going to be. ואמר לו רבי אליעזר, so רבי אליעזר replied, ולא כבר נאמר, but the verse says, אם תשוב ישראל נאום השם אליי תשוב. If you'll return, then you'll return. It's up to you. So, you see, each one's quoting psukim. Is it up to us? Do we have to do the tshuva to make it back? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, regardless, God's going to ensure we make it back. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua replied, v'alo kva ne'emar, but Daniel tells us, v'eshma et ha'ish levu shabbatim asher mima limimei hayo'or. I heard the person who was standing with the clothing above the Nile, he raised his right hand, he raised his left hand, and he took a vow. The angel took a vow and said, I swear by God, there is a time, and at that time, they will return. Everything, all the exile and all the suffering has an end. There is an end time. The prophet says there is an end. There is a time when God says they will be brought back because the time has come, not because of their tshuva. V'shatak Rabbi Eliezer. And over there, the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer was silenced. Rabbi Eliezer kept making claims from different verses and saying they must repent. And finally, Rabbi Yoshua says, yes, they should repent. They have to repent. But that doesn't mean that if they don't repent, they won't be returned. There is a set time when God says till here. V'inei nitzach Rabbi Yoshua. We see in the Gemara that Rabbi Yoshua was victorious in the argument. V'odu kulam sheyesh lanu ketz. And everyone agreed that there is a limit, there is a set time. L'geula ha'atida shenigel bo al kol panim. To this future geula where regardless at the end we will be redeemed. V'im zachinu heinu nigalim kodem lachem. And if we merit, we will be redeemed earlier. Everyone agrees there are two potential redemptions. The verse says, "Be'ita achishena." When the time comes, I'll make it quick. So our sages said, the verse has to be divided. Be'ita or achishena. They have two choices. Zachu, if they purify themselves, achishena. I'll make the redemption come quickly. Lo zachu, and if they don't purify themselves, be'ita, they'll have to wait till the end time. So now, the Ramban is going to enter a discussion. So when is the end time? We learned the book of Daniel, and every year that we learn it, I end our learning at about chapter 8, 9. We don't learn about the end time in Daniel. But we learned in the Ramban that the Ramban explained the verses in Daniel and told us when the end time would be. And now the Ramban says, "V'aketz hazeh nityached b'sefer Daniel." And the revelation of this end time is explained specifically in the book of Daniel. V'shama ketz barur u'mforash. And over there, that end time is clear and explained. Al kochan shel minin b'mkomot harbe b'sefer. Ve'ochal la'arich b'enata. And whether they like it or not, the Christians claim, you're never coming back. God doesn't like you anymore. And they don't have a choice. For if they read the book of Daniel, it clearly says, in multiple places in the book, that God is going to take us back ultimately. I can't take the time now, says the Ramban, to enumerate the places. Just open a book of Daniel. Uvasof, but at the end of the work, Natan Kitz Meforash. Daniel gives us a clear time. When's it all going to be over? Ume'et husar ha'tamid. The verse says, and from the time that the permanence was removed, ve'latet shikut shomim, and they placed the defiled thing up there, yamim 1290, days 1290. What does that mean? Ah, but it's clear. Something is said there. Rashi, Rav Sadia Gaon, Rambam, and now Ramban try to give us an explanation. What did it say? Uchvar iskamnu b'rayot purot ledat Rashi, and we've already agreed, and we've brought clear proofs to what Rashi says, that uledat mefarshim rabim, and to the opinion of many commentaries, that when the verse says yamim, yamim in that pasuk means years. So the pasuk uses the word yamim to make it convoluted, to make it difficult to understand. Shepershu a pasuk, these commentaries explain that what the verse means is me'etu sarat tamid, is a reference to Yom HaChurban, from the day of the destruction of the temple. Ad shenatan shikutz avodah zarah shemashal bo shomim, until the point where they placed an idol up there, from the destruction to the point where the idol was placed would be Yiyushanim 1290 years between the destruction and the time that they set up idols up there on the Temple Mount. Ush'al hakitzim shebasefer, and the other times in the book, now you want to figure out, so when's the Mashiach coming? Kigon v'yitya'avun bidei adidan v'idanin uflagidan u'moed mo'adim v'chetzi. For example, it says there'll be a time, and times, and a half a time. And another pasuk also said, a time, and times, and a half a time. What's the time? Meaning we're saying there's this thing called the time. The time it will take for the Mashiach to come will be one time, plus two times, plus a half a time. What are we talking about? Or else the verse says it will take till the ad erev boker 2300 v'nitzda kodesh. There will be an evening, a morning, 2300, and then it will be justified. Hakol otzeti b'cheshbon hazeh b'kivun. So everything, all of this, I've already explained the mathematics. And Rashi over there describes that the time, that's the set time that we said over here, the 1290. So let's do the math. 1290 times 2, that's 2580. Plus a half of 1290 is 645. So what was the first number we said? Let's write it down. We could do the math. You guys could look it up in Rashi there. Rashi gives you the date there, when Mashiach's coming. The only problem is that the date passed a long time ago, a few centuries ago. So we have to redo the math. That's what Rashi says. He says, you know, Rav Sadia Gaon did the math on this pasuk, and his date passed. And other commentaries did the math, and their date passed. So you know what? We're all trying to figure out what Daniel meant when he said these numbers. Rashi says, if you see a date that's given, and the date passes and Mashiach doesn't come, so you know they didn't get it right. Redo the math. I'm giving you a date. This is the way I think the math should work. When the date comes, you'll see. Either I was right, or else you got to start again. Because Daniel was told by the angel, hide the date. He told the angel said to Daniel, I'm going to tell you the date, and many are going to try to figure out the date, and wise people are going to try to figure out the date, and they will all be in error. There will be few that will be right. So Daniel, hide the date well. And so Daniel did. And the commentaries, including Rashi and Rav Sadia Gaon and Rambam and Ramban, they gave different explanations to what Daniel meant, and their dates have passed. The most recent date that was given by, not the most recent date. There was a date that was about 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, given by the Chida's father, an explanation in the Pasuk. But there was a date given by a commentary called the Ibn Yichya. He did the math, and he writes in Daniel, and he writes in in Eicha. He explains that in the beginning of the century of Hei Tov Shin, the century that began 67 years ago, 70 years ago, right? In the beginning of that century, the Jews will be reinstated in the land of Israel. Which is pretty good, right? That was his explanation, but he's a unique commentary. Everyone else gave different dates. He wrote 500 years ago. He wrote that in the beginning of Hei Tav Shin, this century, the beginning of the Jewish century, meaning 70 years ago, he says that is when the Jews, in the first half of that century, the Jews will be reinstated in the land of Israel. And then you got to see the rest of his mouth there. You got to see how that plays out. So the Ramban over here says, I've expanded on all of this. ועוד מצאתי רמזים טובים בפסוקים ולמדתי אותם מדברי רבותינו ז"ל. And I've also found good allusions in the verses, and I learned them from our sages. שאמרו that our sages said, אדמתכם לנגדכם זרים אוכלים אותה, your land will be opposite you, strangers will consume your land. And so you can learn from that. The Medrash says, whoever knows how many years the Jews served the strangers, how many years we were under foreign rule, he knows when the Son of David is coming. So you have to figure out the math. How much time is the verse telling us strangers will plow our land? וכן ראיתי בפרשה של תוכחות שניות שמדברת על הגלות הזה. And so I've seen in the second parasha of the Tochacha, the rebuke in Devarim, the pasuk says, והיה כאשר שש השם עליכם להיטיב אתכם ולהרבות אתכם, just as the years that Hashem made it good for you, כן יסיס השם עליכם להביד אתכם ולהשמיד אתכם, so too Hashem will make other nations happy in destroying you. So now we have to figure out the math, the correspondence. How many years are considered years that were good? And so what's the correspondence? How many years are we going to have that will be bad? אומר כי יהיו מנוסחים מעל האדמה קיימים אשר שש השם עליהם להיטיב אותם. The verse says there will be an equivalence between the period that things were good to the period that they're bad. V'hem ha'imim asher omdu ba'aretz. So you have to do the math. How many years were we in the land of Israel? U'kfar yadanu b'chol ha'anshim ki midah keneged midah lo batlan. We know that God always works with us in exacting measures for what we've done. Nikolei la'tamim chishavti u'matzati. Using all of these sources, I did the math and I figured out shnei galut kemispar shanim shamdu Yisrael ba'aretz. That the years of the exile will correspond to the years we were in Israel. So how do we do the math? That we will figure out Bezachem next time. He begins with the date of when the temple was built, how many years we were in Israel before the temple was built. We'll start with the math Bezachem next week.